KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. This sequence of events happened to me recently. I was in an office on a studio lot having a meeting, you know, as one does, and the person I was meeting with and I spent a few minutes complaining about the fact that the plastic they use for water bottles these days is flimsier than we remember. Better for the environment, I guess, but a lot more squishy and spilly. And then we complained about the parking situation on the lot, where it's nearly impossible to find a spot closer than a 10-minute walk. And then we complained about ice maker ice coming out cloudy instead of clear. And then finally, we complained about millennials and how spoiled and entitled they are, because millennials really are the go-to villains of a lot of conversations these days in show business and probably every other business too. They're supposed to be disgruntled and shirking employees, averse to menial tasks, late to workers and fast with the excuses. They're cord cutters and torrent users. They don't watch TV and they see far fewer movies, and they're leaving traditional media outlets in droves, preferring to send each other vines and Snapchats. That, anyway, is the bad rap they're getting. But as for pampered and entitled behavior, it's hard to match a Century City-based entertainment lawyer or a non-writing executive producer on a big broadcast TV series. I mean, most of the young people I know in the entertainment business are driving unfashionable cars and living in apartments with those, you know, cottage cheese ceilings. But here, anyway, are the numbers. Millennials 18 to 25 watch about 30% less traditional TV than they did 6 years ago. Millennials a bit older — this, of course, is another example of how vaguely targeted the term millennial is — but those 25 to 34 watch about 20% fewer hours of traditional TV. And my guess is that the next tranche of young Americans, those that are too young to have some idiotic-sounding label yet, well, they'll watch 40 or even 50% fewer hours of television than their millennial elders watched. And if you're making movies instead of television — and these days that's pretty much nobody — but if you are, the box office numbers this year don't paint a prettier picture. On the other hand, people are watching something on those phones and laptops and tablets all over the place. I mean, in many ways, they're watching old stuff. It's now just as easy to watch old episodes of anything as it is to watch new episodes of anything. What happened to the music business is pretty much what's happening now. Unlimited band and store width means new stuff competes with new stuff and the old stuff on equal footing. In years past, new stuff only had to duke it out with other new stuff. Old TV shows and movies were either dribbled out as reruns or late shows or video cassette rentals, but now it's as easy to watch Full House as Fuller House or House or This Old House or whatever's on now that's also got House in the title. When people in the entertainment business talk about these trends, they almost always resort to a kind of "those damn millennials" old man speak, like it's somehow the fault of all of those pierced kids in interesting t-shirts that 50 years ago the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency created something called DARPANET, which eventually turned into — and I know I'm cutting out a lot of stuff here — Snapchat. When people lose money, and that's really the bottom line of what we're talking about here, they instinctively look around to see who might have stolen it, because it's a lot more psychologically comforting to have had your money stolen rather than losing it because you're foolish or lazy. Disgruntled and shirking employees, averse to menial tasks, late to workers, and fast with the excuses — doesn't sound like the millennials I know. Sounds more like dudes my age. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will act like we're not surprised. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.